You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis visited the earthquake-hit towns of central Italy in a surprise journey this morning, praying with their residents 6 weeks after the devastating quake that killed almost 300 people. His pilgrimage came on the feast day of his namesake, St. Francis, and as Susie Hodges reports, he urged the survivors to move forward together, for there is always a future.
Arriving by car to cheers of joy, the Pope made a surprise pastoral visit to the towns and villages of central Italy that were worst hit by the devastating earthquake of August the 24th. Accompanied by the Bishop of Rieti, the Pope's first stop was in the heavily damaged city of Amatrice, where he visited the newly built Capranica School. Here he met with elementary and middle school-aged children, who gave him several of their homemade drawings. Pope Francis hugged them one by one and listened to their stories of the deadly earthquake in which nearly 300 people died. In brief remarks, he told the residents of Amatrice that he had thought long and hard in the first days after the tragedy that his visit there would be perhaps more of a hindrance than a help. I let a little time pass, he said, so that some things could be sorted out, like the school. But from the first moment, I felt that I needed to come to you and offer solidarity and prayers.
Vicinanza e preghiera. Questa è la mia offerta a voi.
After blessing the residents, the Pope urged them to move forward, saying there's always a future, though he acknowledged that there are many loved ones who have left us, who perished there under the rubble. In the centre of Amatrice, Pope Francis paused for several minutes to pray in front of the rubble of the destroyed buildings. Afterwards, the Pope stopped to have lunch with around 60 elderly people living in an assisted living facility in the town of Rieti. In the afternoon, Pope Francis visited the headquarters of the fire station at Città Reale that serves as a base camp for the entire area affected by the earthquake. His next stop was in Accumoli, one of the towns that suffered the worst destruction, where he greeted a number of people and prayed in front of the ruins of the Church of St. Francis that was destroyed by the quake. From Accumoli, the Pope then travelled to the village of Pescara del Tronto, where he stopped three times along the street to greet groups of people. The Pope's penultimate stop was the nearby village of Arquata del Tronto, where he greeted and delivered a brief address to more than 100 people and prayed the Hail Mary with them.
Adesso preghiamo il Signore.
During his stop there, he also visited a makeshift school set up for children in the tent city. Pope Francis's final stop during his tour of the region was San Pellegrino di Norcia, and here once again he prayed in front of a heavily damaged church. In brief remarks to residents, the Holy Father assured them that he was close to them during this time of sadness and was praying for them to have the strength to go forward. I'm Susie Hodges.